afternoon, and welcome to another episode of BFRL Talks. And I'm George Jaeger, Business Development for the area of Corporate Performance Management. And I'm here today with our partner from Lucanet, a consultant manager from Lucanet Iberia, Danielle. We are here to talk to you today about fiscal consolidation and how technology might help business on improving their processes. Danielle, again, thank you for this time.
It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah.
So let's start with the first introduction on how do you foresee and in particular in this case with the experience that Lucanet has in Europe and moreover even closer here in Iberia on how things are evolving regarding consolidation. And how, in this case, our solution we're looking at, we can actually improve business. So what do you foresee how businesses are recognizing this type of technologies and solutions?
Yeah, first of all, now we are in a globalization. So all the groups have more companies in other countries using another currency. So at the end, this as well is something that is pushing all the groups to have some software, some tool to help them in the process of the consolidation. Because in Excel, not just to have a lot of sheets that you need to work, when you are talking about currencies, is another difficult that bring in the process. So this is the first thing that I see that right now we have more, the people are looking more for some solution like that. And in all the Europe, also because in Spain, for example, a lot of our customers have subsidiaries in other countries, no, but in Americas.
Yeah.
So at the end, and the fluctuation of the currencies, everything of that make more difficult to manage. And I believe another point that is the technology at the end that we need to forget. To have more transparency in our data and forget to have a lot of sheets to work that we can have a lot of mistakes in
production and then control on the data.
Control on the data. Yeah, that's it.
Let me just ask you that. What are the things that I would like to emphasize eventually as a topic? The speed, the shortness of the consolidation periods. I would foresee that also as they can streamline the process, making it shorter, eventually having closer regarding periods of consolidation, taking benefit of the two. I would imagine it's also on speed to emphasize on business analysis and financial data more than doing so. Imagine.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I believe in the past and until not so long, we were working a lot in managing data, not making the analysis. So I believe that's why it's so important to have some tool to help you. And Lucanet is helping a lot of customers in Spain and in other countries in Europe right now. And how do you feel here in Portugal?
What we are seeing, and now we working as a team, of course, is trying to, I wouldn't like to say on a negative way, but trying to emphasize that technology might help and we need to detach from the manual processes. So what we are seeing is a lot of companies, and I'm not saying that they're doing this wrongly, but they are self-sufficient, all trying to do their processes, even by using, let's call it traditional ways, or either by doing manually or supporting themselves by Excel spreadsheets, which in the end will solve the situation. But immediately with two major points that you already, in the end, in fact, you told that, which is control of data quality of data and trying to diminish errors or try to reduce that impact. On the other hand, the problem that the processes take too long, and of course, when we are talking about small companies or medium companies, that might be controllable. When we are talking about big companies, or even in this case, even if smaller companies but big groups, then we have large periods of consolidations, which trends in the end to be controlled by having one period of consolidation being annual, and not having to have, for instance, monthly. Occasionally, if they cannot go for it because it's very time consuming and the effort is too big. And so it is, I wouldn't like to say we are starting. Of course, it would diminish the effort of all Portuguese companies, but it's awakening through technology to solutions that we can actually support through consultancy, of course, to redesign processes and optimization, and trying to add this, that's exactly what we intended, what we are trying to do with companies, make this visible, that there are solutions, that they are not the most and bigger solution. In this case, very structured, with a lot of effort on doing configurations or even implementing. They are actually simple and very focused tools that lead to something that might be a benefit due to the companies. And it's what we are at, which leads us exactly to what are the advantages, which I think it's important in this case for also to address, which is what are the advantages that we might bring with the solution, as Plukanet actually provides on that ecosystem. Because I think actually we are talking here today about consolidation, but there's a wider scope of action that we can actually do with Plukanet. And of course, taking to the point which we so many times talked about data quality, of course, optimization and automatization of processes. Right? And something that I feel we can actually put that key point as a value.
Also the standardization of the all the data that you have. You can imagine that big groups of 400 companies, each one have the charge of accounts, each one have. So with Plukanet, it's another thing that it is really easy to manage all this chart of accounts and standardize for the group. And without this in an Excel, for example, you know how insane it is to manage this.
And actually, a good point. We are talking about Excel because also there's actually a key point on our speech so many times.
Yeah.
We try to leave Excel, but in the same case, in the same time, we don't leave Excel. We're still connected with it. We also emphasize that for a financial person, we know as financials that we are, Excel is able to do a lot, and we can actually do so many things. The thing is, use Excel in a way, use it wisely, connecting this to Plukanet, for instance. And actually, it's a good point. We actually can take benefit of importing data, even from Excel, not going for source systems, and or using Excel as a way to insert data and don't be so disruptive on the process to introduce data in the system. So it's actually a balance of leaving it and maintaining it.
Sure, but using wisely. You're right.
Either way, that's the point, of course. But if we can benefit by connecting to sources, we know that we have more detail. We can actually go to levels of detail that typically can
transformate some data to have more dimensions, let's say, that could help in an analytical analysis. So, with the source system, make it easier.
One of the things to ask you, which is, on the flexibility of the maintenance of the system, which is also something that can lead eventually to conversations, questions, which is using Plukanet, although we are configuring stuff, we are actually configuring a system to be flexible, to be maintainable over time, right? So we can actually do these configurations and we can actually maintain systems over the years, only emphasizing on changes, basically, on that support. So that's something actually interesting also on the flexibility of the system.
Yeah, no, it's something that I always, when I start some demo, I always say to our customers that Lucanet was created by financials to financials. And this is the what I think that is great in Lucanet, that you don't need any IT guy doing everything for you. No, you can create what you want, and with the help of a consultant, the I4O, for example, and you can, but you are really independent. So, and really flexible to change whatever you want and to create the report that you want without any IT guy helping you. And that's it.
Which is a good point, actually, is that the type of partnership with our clients that we intend more than ever. We intend to empower the team. So we, as so many times also say, even with clients which are is empowered and trained, the people that will use the tool. So that key point of this kind of position is that financial teams are self-sufficient to depend on us in critical points or new things or new situations that need to be controlled. But they are empowered with the capacity of maintaining the system and streamline their processes and continue alone. Knowing that we are there available if it's the case of support.
Any support.
If that's the case, also not limiting and eventually talking so much about consolidation. It's about the configurations and how flexible, but also understanding that Lucanet is not intended only on consolidation or even talking about consolidation. There are so many things about the topic to be talked. IFRS 16, of course, and also management information that we might use based on financial data. In the end, we have a solution with a lot of information regarding financial information, in this case, that we can actually work on to build ratios, to build management information that might support some disclosure reporting and have also presented to a wider scope. Of course, when we talk about our partnership and our presentation of solutions to our clients, we focus a lot on consolidation because actually we feel it's something that it's needs specific. It's almost like a guaranteed added value. But there are more situations there as planning. And one of the things, the financial planning, it's also something that we can support, and mainly because of financial data that we have there, right?
Yeah, you have it there, and the great thing that after you have the real data and the budget, you can make all the comparison that you want and create forecasts and have everything standardized and incomparable.
Okay, so which is of course excellent, right? Thinking also about what if scenarios, right? So foreseeing differences and impact of differences. And another thing is being able, I would say, at the point of time to have a consolidation under this type of situation, because at the end, we are talking about a solution that consolidates data for groups. So we can actually go to the limit of having consolidation based on forecasting figures and trying to understand the impact on groups, which is actually also a different way of seeing all and connecting all of these processes. It's also something new. Overall, we would like to pinpoint immediate added value on the solution, key bullets of evolution. Let me start.
Okay.
So I would start with picking your words, data quality. Data quality clearly is one of the points, right? So we can actually streamline import data, guarantee data quality, a lineage also of data, and understanding from where it comes and why is it there. So what's going to that point of origin of data, which is actually very important to troubleshoot situations already identified. Well, let me challenge you another bullet here.
The transparency of the data that is linked with the data quality. But let me think another point. The easy comparison that you can have between periods, between scenarios, between that is something, and that is so easy, right?
Yeah. So it's still a good point. It's still a solution that trends to a multidimensional analysis where we can actually take benefit of connecting so many elements of analysis and do comparisons on data. I wasn't counting you would go for that way immediately, because immediately I thought you were going for speed.
Yeah, it's true.
Streamline preservation process.
But you know, another thing that for me is something that I love it in Lucanet is that everything you can create with a right click on the mouse and new.
Yeah. It's
right click, new, and you can create whatever you want.
It's true. I've been over that, and exactly.
It's so friendly, right?
Well, we can change reporting while not going against the rules, of course, but change reporting, change accounts, add accounts, and change visualizations. True, the flexibility. So if I went for speed, of course, flexibility is also key to this topic. Continue to disadvantage, and it makes perfect sense because it makes that readable, of course, make data readable. Well, let me think about one of them.
Yeah.
I was thinking about one of them. I think we are mainly covering bullets and added value that immediately we have, of course, on the point. There's also the opportunity of the rethinking process. I think in some cases we don't think about, in fact, we can have a joint effort, a teamwork with our clients to implement a system that leads for, in some cases, might lead to rethinking on how to do so. Of course, it's also, I would see, a pivotal time to actually think about how we are doing things and how we can make better, in a way, not technologically. It's also a point of improvement and a point of actually doing the step further on the process.
Yeah,
and that makes sense. Think about reporting and being cautious, of course, on time.
Yeah.
But there's also connectivity of reporting. So we also want to make our data available. And looking at, actually, we have on consolidation, also on the solution, we have reporting, self-sufficient reporting in the system. But there's also connectivity to other systems that we can...
Some BI tools. Yeah. Or even to Excel, right?
Yeah, even to Excel again. So it's that balancing, right? So we can actually create data sources to be readable in Excel to make it self-service, sufficient for analysis with pivot tables, but using data source connected. But yeah, there's also that possibility and connecting to other reporting systems. Let's not call it BI systems. It's so
reporting systems.
Reporting system that might need sourcing of data and quality of data. So that it's made available, I would say. So in a way, I would say it was a good starting point of conversation. We could actually spend a lot of time here, eventually even going for details on this. But for this episode of PI for All Talk, what we would like is to kickstart the conversation, take this topic to the table, and take the benefit that today we are able to be in the same country to have this conversation, which is always great. So I'd like to thank you.
Thank you
for the opportunity to make this possible. And in a way to say that we are here together, available if there's any question. And if there's any situation that you would like to speak, we are mainly available to give the answers or then talk a bit more on detail about specific topics that you might have on this episode. So thank you for your time, and see you on the next episode of BI for All Talks. Thank you.